B-Pod Studios.
Okay, everybody, here we go. This is what you've been waiting for. It's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself, the incredible Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Good morning.
Bob, so nice to talk to you this morning. Bob, all right. so all through spring training, everybody was just worried about the bullpen.
Right.
And it looks like perhaps we should have been worried about starting pitching as well.
Oh, did the baseball season start? I didn't know. So tell me, what are we, two games in first, maybe?
It's more of a soft opening to the season, don't
you
think?
This illustrates one of my favorite ongoing points when I give speeches and all, which is why sport is so interesting in our lives, is that the great element about sport that separates it from the other forms of, I call, leisure entertainment, for those of us who are fortunate enough to have leisure entertainment time, is the uncertainty, unpredictability, and it's not scripted. And God knows, if you had told any of us when we were last convened a week ago today, that the Red Sox would have this harrowing week that they had, no one would have believed it. And the nature of it was really fascinating in that it starts off with they can't pitch and then winds up that they get shut out 2 days in a row on top of that.
Wow.
So it was a double whammy, and you're so right. The only question, the only worry that any of us had as they entered the season was the bullpen, and that bullpen has been terrific.
Hey, Bob, Chris Sale. He's usually throwing 96, 97, 98, 99. The other night he averaged 89.7 miles per hour in his fastball.
I know it. And here's the most amazing stat of all. He has yet to have a swing and miss on his fastball. And that's staggering. His velocity is down. I haven't had a chance. I see there's some stuff in the paper today, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Maybe some further explanation, but it is stunning. But that alone is just tells you that something's amiss, to say the very least.
Is it, or are they trying to ease him into it so he can make it through the season?
That's been the plan. They tried to find a formula to get him through an entire season, something that he has had trouble doing, certainly since he's been a Red Sox. And, you know, it all came to fruition in the playoffs last year that he was there for the big moments, and he, of course, got the last out and all that. But he still didn't pitch very many innings.
Mm-hmm.
The workload is hardly a burdensome workload. They're the old kid glove thing. They're treating him, or Ming Vaz, whatever reference you want to use, positively. But last year, at least when he was always throwing his 94, 95, maybe he's going to work into it. They did have a spring training in which they were very, very careful with him. He didn't work a lot. They didn't pitch him many real games. He was on the bullpen sessions. He was throwing these simulated games, but very, very carefully monitored. It's the one thing about baseball, as we always say, it's 162 games. We got lots of time to work everything out. Maybe everything will fall into place. But right now, it's obviously very, to say the least, disappointing.
Okay, speaking of disappointing, let's talk about the Celtics for just a
moment. Well, yes, the season has been a disappointment. They have a chance to at least salvage one goal with a very, very important game coming up in Indianapolis because they are fighting the Pacers for the home court in the first round. They'll be playing Indiana, and you'd rather have the home court than not have it. And if they can defeat Indiana in Indiana, they will have a very good chance of keep maintaining that. And there's one good sign of hope right now, one good positive note. Gordon Hayward is playing the way Gordon Hayward used to play.
Amazing. Took long
and
enough.
That was a yep. It took a very long time, for 5 months.
Yeah.
But what we saw last night was that's who they signed. That's who they threw the big money at. That's the guy they thought they were going to get last year. And his teammates are talking him up. They're finding out how to play with him. And I think it could very well be, I'm going to throw this, you know, this one out there.
Oh, stand by, let's hear this.
The playoffs will be Gordon Hayward has come to life.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing
okay.
having that coming off the bench.
Yeah. It is.
Go figure.
However they're going to use him, it'd be great. And we got to salute our Boston Bruins, who are really had a nice year. And most of all, the little ball of hate.
The little ball of hate.
Has scored 100 points. The first Bruin to do so in on the 20 years. And, you know, God love him. I mean, he has really changed, you know, from just being a little annoying pest that was our annoying little pest to being a terrific hockey player.
You know what stakes, though, Bob? The whole NHL playoff structure?
Oh, I don't understand anything. I'm going to have to get a tutorial. No, I think it's foolish. I don't like it.
I mean, three of the top five teams in the league are in the Bruins division.
Yeah.
And they're going to play, the Bruins are third overall. They're going to play the Maple Leafs, who are fifth overall in the league.
That's crazy.
It's all, it doesn't make the slightest bit of sense. I can't see how they can sit there and look at themselves and say, this makes sense. It doesn't make sense. And I totally agree with you. They should not be playing Toronto in the, right away.
Okay. Hey, one final thing. Who's going to win college championship?
The slight betting favorite is Virginia. It's very close over Michigan State. I'm going to root for either or. Michigan State's fine with me. But we have a rooting interest here in Boston, Massachusetts, and New England. The coach of Auburn is Sharon Mass's own Bruce Pearl.
There you go.
Boston College, 1982.
Wow.
And, you know, and he's talk about a guy you want to sit down and have a beer with. Oh, my God, he's a riot. He's a terrific guy. So there's something there. I'm going to say Michigan State. But it tells you how evenly matched they are. The longest odds in Vegas are on Auburn, and it's only 7-1. So that tells you how tightly matched these four teams are.
There you go. Excellent. Well, Mr. Everything, do you have any shameless plugs for us this
morning? The podcast, the Sports Reporters podcast with Mitch Albom and Mike Lubica is up and running, and as always, riveting stuff.
I'm sure.
Excellent.
We'll talk to you next week.
Very good.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.